the whole sentence.
Give me an apple.
Okay, good. And these are a few quick grammatical items. If it wasn't these boys, it might be one of
them or those.
Okay. And if something was not right close, you might say it's over.
Not yonder. That would be only black here.
What would it be?
Over there.
Okay. And don't do it that way. Do it
this way?
Not this way.
No.
Okay. If a man had plenty of money.
No, notice, though, that this here has an adjective. Mm-hmm. This here man is very common here.
Okay. If a man had plenty of money, these are to complete the sentence. He doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Who's broke, who's poor, who's...
Fine. And if you had a lot of peach trees, you'd say you had a peach.
Well, orchard is common here. Okay. You might say peach grove, too, maybe.
If someone asked you if it was your orchard, you might say no. Point to a neighbor and say, he's the man.
Who has, with the orchard, with the, who has the orchard, who owns the orchard.
Good. Okay. Then, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Whose daddy was rich.
Good. Let's see. You were going to tell me something about the same grove and orchard.
Well, you say pecan grove, for example, always. You don't say pecan orchard, normally. That's a fairly common thing around
Something about oaks we were talking about in the
Oh, yes. Well, chenier is a very common, from the French, chenier. Yeah, I mean, it's a suffix meaning a collection, a grove. And you also, to a lesser extent here, cypriere for cypress groves. But the chenier is a very visible phenomenon. If you're driving through the coastal Louisiana, you'll see empty prairie, trembling prairie, that is marsh, dried out marsh with these hummocks of oak, 8 to 10, 15, 20 oaks in a grove. And these are called the chenieres. Sometimes it'll be actually an island in the midst of water, but more usually surrounded by marsh.
Let me get out of sequence here, and I'll do the other tree questions while we're on the subject. What do you call the kind of tree that's tapped for syrup?
Maple.
Do they have those here?
We have maples. Well, right through there you can see some between those two buildings, but we don't use them for sugar.
Not that kind?
I don't know. I suppose you could. You know, we have millions of clams here, and nobody eats them. They're quite edible.
What are the parts of the tree that grow under the ground?
The roots.
Okay. What are some local trees?
Oh, the most common local trees in the city are certainly the live oak and the camphor tree, and the people plant weeping willows a good deal, and elms, and most of those have died since I was a child.
Dutch elm disease.
And my whole street when I was a child was lined with beautiful elms, and they all died in the course of 3 years. Well, you see sweet gum fairly often, and here and there some ash trees. Sycamores are plenty.
That's the one that I wanted right then. How about, I don't know whether you have them here, but the kind of tree that George Washington supposedly cut down, that's a...
Oh, yes. Well, the cherries are in full, are being devoured by birds right now at my house. We've got three wild cherry trees, black cherry, so-called, a wild cherry, which are very much in demand if you're willing to go climb up in the trees and pick them, because they're big trees. And, of course, people make cherry bounce out of that.
Cherry...
Bounce. Well, some people make it out of bourbon, and some people make it out of simple alcohol. But it's a liqueur made by steeping wild cherry in liquor, and it'll let it sit for 6 months or so, then drain off the fruit, and you get a cherry flavored liqueur, which that and anisette are the two preferred local after dinner.